Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. I hope everybody had a lovely weekend, enjoyed it, relaxed a little bit. Now you're up, rip-roaring, ready to go, had your breakfast, got your coffee, on your way to being productive throughout the rest of this week. Like I said, good Monday morning. PC Tunney back here with you right here, Chair Shot Radio, on the Chair Shot Radio Network, on thechairshot.com. Always use your head. It's March 1st, folks, and it looks like better weather is right around the corner, if not approaching very shortly. Hopefully everybody's ready to get rid of the winter and the snow and the cold. I'm sure everybody in the South that's not used to it is definitely looking forward to getting back to some normal weather down there. But March 1st always seems to be that day where, in my mind, it switches over from, all right, it's time to start warming up, especially me. I live in the northern part of the Midwest, and I am definitely looking forward to longer days, greener grass, and more pleasant activities outside, considering being stuffed up with this pandemic and the cold weather and everything else. Man, I'm really looking forward to get back on the golf course, if I can be honest with you. Neither here nor there, though. We do have a show to do today, and thank you everybody who's been listening to ChairShot Radio Network. We really appreciate it. Your listenership has been up. You guys have been involved with us. You've been reacting with us on social media, and we appreciate it. So continue to listen, and we're going to continue to provide the best possible content that we can for you daily and weekly on all of our different shows, all right? I just want to give a quick notice to everyone that we are going to be doing a WrestleMania special show weekly leading up these next 6 weeks to WrestleMania. That's going to be run and is the idea of Christopher Platt. So if you love Chris Platt like I do, I love listening to him. He is so entertaining. He has great thoughts on a whole bunch of different subjects, but he's going to take us through WrestleMania 6 episodes at a time, 1 week at a time. So the first episode you can look for this week on thechairshot.com, I'm thinking Friday-ish, and it will be myself, Christopher Platt, Dave Ungar, and the return of Aesop Mitchell to the ChairShot Radio Network. So go ahead and peep a few of your favorite matches from WrestleMania 1 through 6 this week, and then definitely tune in for that podcast. Speaking of great podcasts, today I want you to tune into Bandwagon Nerds when we're done here. Top 10 90s sports films. Great, great conversation. In addition, WandaVision talk and a few other nerd things. Patrick O'Dowd always has a question at the end that is extremely entertaining. Check that out. I got plenty of stuff for you here today. We will be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we get rolling here, open up that internet browser, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a ChairShot t-shirt. We got something there for everybody. Grab a t-shirt. You won't regret it. All right, folks, today I want to start off with WandaVision. WandaVision had its penultimate episode. Listen to Bandwagon Nerds. They're going to get even more into it this afternoon. But I just, this series and the way that Disney has done this and the way that Marvel is telling this story or retelling the story in the way that they like to do it has just been excellent. Whether you're a nerd or not, I can tell you, Patrick and Ray and Dave know so much more about this stuff than I do, and I'm kind of a novice nerd there. But I can tell you, people that have never watched any Marvel movies before, I've got watching this show, and they love it. And now they're going back and trying to research how we got here and looking up these stories and becoming involved with it. So it's just a great show and a great way to get into the Marvel Universe, even if you've never been there before. I can tell you that right now. But this next weekend, we're going to have the final episode of this season. It's going to be great. Make sure you check out Bandwagon Nerds next week as we talk the entire season of WandaVision and its finale. I've been intrigued by it. I've absolutely loved it. So just wanted to bring that up. Little plug there for Bandwagon Nerds. Now let's stay on the entertainment side of this. A new movie, a new sequel. We got another sequel, but it's one I'm looking forward to. Is coming out this Friday on Prime Video. Coming to America. Coming to America 2, if you will. Coming the number 2, America. That's the title, all right? And we got the same cast of characters we've had before. Eddie Murphy is going to be there. James Earl Jones, Arsenio Hall. This time we're going to have Jermaine Fowler play Eddie Murphy's son. So as James Earl Jones plays Eddie Murphy's father, the former king of Zamunda, getting ready to give the crown to Eddie Murphy, the prince becoming the king now, he wants him to go back and find his long-lost son and groom him to become the prince and the heir after Eddie is gone, like James Earl Jones is getting set to pass the torch on. So we have all set of new hijinks happening as Arsenio and Eddie Murphy come back to America to find his long-lost son. Jermaine Fowler, Leslie Jones, Tracy Morgan is going to be in this movie. I know we're going back to McDowell's because Louis Anderson is playing an employee there. I believe Morgan Freeman is in this as well. You can look for Eddie Murphy to play a bunch of characters. If you've never seen the original Coming to America, do what you need to do to go watch that and then watch this movie on Friday. I guarantee you're going to be laughing your ass off this weekend watching Coming to America. And when I say McDowell's, I don't mean McDonald's. I get the whole two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. But here at McDowell's, we have two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a regular bun. They have the golden arches. We have the golden arcs. Okay? It's a big difference. We're McDowell's, damn it. I'm looking forward to Coming to America too. I think it's going to be an excellent, excellent movie. A lot of the same people that were involved in the first one. So make sure we're tuning in, checking that out. And I'm guessing there will probably be a nerd review at some point on that one in the future. So just a couple of things there on the entertainment side. The finale of WandaVision this weekend on Disney Plus, that should drop at midnight Friday Pacific time. So 3 a.m. Eastern on Friday. They want to make sure the whole country is on Friday, Disney does, before they let you see any new episodes. So look for that. And I'm not sure when Amazon drops their stuff. It might be about the same time. But two excellent things to watch this weekend. Two things to take your mind off of whatever you got going on. Grab your popcorn, sit back, relax. The finale of WandaVision and Coming to America. I'm really looking forward to it. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up and make sure you're also paying attention. Chairshot Radio right here, March 1st. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Once again, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. There's a Chair Shot t-shirt there for everybody. Check it out. I guarantee you won't regret it. This weekend, there's something else happening. Let's flip on over to the sports side. You know TheChairShot.com. You get sports. You get entertainment and sports entertainment. Let's hit that sports side. Like I said, Jan Blachowicz is taking on Israel Adesanya in the main event of UFC 259. This whole weekend is huge. WandaVision coming to America and UFC 259, which to me is one of the best UFC cards at the top, for the very least to say, in a long time. If not, one of the best ever. We have the middleweight champion, Israel Adesanya, deciding to step up and go against Jan Blachowicz, the light heavyweight champion. Israel Adesanya trying to become a two-belt champ. Like Cejudo, like Cormier, like Nunes, right? I'm missing somebody else too, darn it. Go ahead, yell at your listening device and maybe I'll get it by the end of this one. I'm just doing that off the top of my head. But a very intriguing main event here. Adesanya going to be a two-belt holder. And obviously you would think that down the road, this would have to intrigue John Jones' bones to come out of whatever layoff he is doing right now to face Adesanya. Obviously, Adesanya's got his work cut out for him and a very, very good light heavyweight champion in Jan Blachowicz. Like I said, just a blockbuster main event here. Not to mention, folks, I just want to run this down for you. I already mentioned Amanda Nunes. She's fighting on this card as well against Megan Anderson. This should be a decent fight. Megan Anderson has come up and won a few fights here. Obviously, Nunes a gigantic favorite, but still always exciting to see Amanda Nunes, possibly the greatest fighter of all time, enter the octagon. Now, if you thought that wasn't enough, Petr Yan, one of the better champions, one of the top five, pound for pound in UFC, in my opinion, is taking on a very, very strong challenger in Aljamain Sterling. I'm looking forward to that fight. I believe that is at lightweight. No, I think that's at featherweight. I'll have to check that out for you. I can't remember where Petr Yan is the champ. Bantamweight. See, right in the middle, folks. So we got the bantamweight championship. Petr Yan defending against Aljamain Sterling. That's a main event in and of itself. Amanda Nunes, possibly the GOAT. Possibly the GOAT. I'll set it right there. Taking on Megan Anderson in a title fight. And of course, the main event, Israel Adesanya, trying to become a two-belt champion and entice John Bones Jones to fight him. I would imagine that's got to be a gigantic blockbuster. Dana White is probably hoping that some way or another, Izzy Adesanya comes out a winner here against a very tough Jan Blachowicz, because we would see Adesanya and Bones Jones, in my opinion. Too much money to be made there, too much intrigue if Adesanya can pull this off this weekend. Get your friends together, folks. You know, figure out a way to socially distance correctly and get this pay-per-view and check it out. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a whole bunch of stuff this weekend. You guys, you can tell right now, it's Monday and I'm already previewing the weekend. I want you guys to get ready. Like I said, WandaVision coming to America and UFC 259, three titles defended. Adesanya trying to become a double champion in the UFC. I got two quick sports notes for you when we come back.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the PGA Tour had its WGC Championship, one of the WGC Championships this past weekend, and some of the more prominent golfers and friends of Tiger Woods did something that I thought was really cool. They came out and they wore the red shirt and the black pants that Tiger always does on Sunday, and Tiger actually commented on it and said he was pretty much blown away by it and that these guys are actually helping him get through what he's trying to go through right now. So... another big note from the weekend, Colin Morikawa, one of the very best of the best in the world, and not even 25 yet. He becomes only the second player ever to have won a major and a WGC tournament, World Golf Championship tournament, before the age of 25. Can anybody guess who that other person was? Who the first person to do that was? That's right, it was Tiger Woods. So to see all these guys, Morikawa actually says, "We don't say thank you enough, thank you, Tiger, because without him, a lot of these guys, they wouldn't be driven the way that they are or intrigued by the game the way that they are. A lot of these guys wouldn't be making the money and having the exposure the way that they do if it wasn't for how big and great Tiger Woods was." So we're all hoping to get a speedy recovery from him, and it's really... I'm sure he wants to golf again, and it's really selfish for us as fans to want him to golf again and not just be able to lead a normal life after such a gruesome injury. But for him to be okay with what happened, I think that's the best thing. So to see that tribute on the golf course was excellent this weekend. I also want to talk about something else on another sad note, but a person who was a very bright spot in humanity, and that's Irv Cross passed. Irv was 81 years old. He was a defensive back drafted out of Northwestern by the Eagles. I believe he played 6 or 7 seasons in the NFL. But more importantly in his life was the fact that he was the first black national TV analyst, full-time TV analyst, with CBS, the NFL Today. So breaking barriers not only in football, playing football, but on television and in the media. So... melancholy happy trails to Irv Cross, and thank you for all of the things that you did for civil rights and for representation and just being a great broadcaster and the person you were. So melancholy happy trails to Irv Cross. That's going to do it for me today, folks. Like I said, really cool to see the tribute to Tiger Woods by the younger gentleman on the PGA Tour. And if you don't know who Irv Cross is, make sure you go ahead and look him up. Definitely a gentleman worthwhile to read about. All right, folks. Happy Monday. Get your shit together this week. Make it happen. Because next weekend, we got UFC 259. We got the finale of WandaVision. And Coming to America is back. It's going to be back. Coming to America. Check it out. Have a great week, folks. I'm PC Tunney.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.